Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, a look at the Journal report on how Facebook has blamed a software bug for making posts public in late May. Regardless of whether users intended to share the information publicly or not, the error has since been corrected, but is the latest setback for Facebook. We'll get the details, but first, these tech headlines. Verizon has named Hans Vestberg as its next chief executive, appointing a relative newcomer to run the wireless giant at a time when its industry is being reshaped by megadeals. Mr. Vestberg, who joined the company about a year ago and is its chief technology officer, will succeed longtime CEO Lowell McAdam on the 1st of August. At Verizon, he will face the challenge of finding new pockets of growth for a market leader with lower-cost rivals stealing their customers. Google will not allow its artificial intelligence products to be used in military weapons as the company tries to balance its "don't be evil" mantra with the wide-ranging applications of its technology. In a new 8,000-word set of ethical principles and guidelines, Google outlines how it plans to manage and in some cases limit AI, a powerful and emerging set of tech that Google views as a key to its growth. Japan legalizes Airbnb, and like that, thousands of listings vanish. Under the law, Airbnb hosts wanting to open their homes to paying guests need to acquire a license and comply with fire and other safety regulations. Until now, many hosts have been operating in a legal gray zone, in effect running a full-time lodging service while the government looked the other way. Airbnb offered refunds and coupons to affected customers. Japanese government officials weren't available to comment. Coming up, the details on that Facebook bug that kind of changed 14 million users' default user settings. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Facebook's role in spreading misinformation has come under intense scrutiny in the last 2 years. Facebook has partnered with documentary filmmaker Morgan Neville to create Facing Facts, a short film that gives an inside look at how they are dealing with this complex issue. Go see it at InsideFeed.com.
Facebook has blamed a software bug for making posts public in late May. What? Let's get the details. Joining us now is The Wall Street Journal's Maria Armenthal in studio. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Now, specifically, what kind of issue did this bug cause for Facebook users?
So basically what happened is that it changed the default suggested publishing setting. So whenever you go to write a post, it'll usually select an audience for you, typically what you used the last time. In this case, what happened is that for those people who typically would only share with friends or select friends, whatever the narrow list you had, it automatically switched back to public. For those people who didn't notice that that happened, once they published, those posts became public.
Is that sort of organically how we came to learn about the error?
They actually learned about the error as they were working on, they were doing some code rewrites.
Okay.
And as they were working through that, on May 22nd, internally, they realized that this happened and they started to fix it. Now, what they learned is that this bug was basically live, or this had been happening since at least the 18th. They noticed on the 22nd, and it took them until the 27th to be able to go back and fix all those posts. But even when they did that, what they did is they assumed that if usually you wouldn't share things publicly, and during that period you had a public post or a post that went public, maybe because of this bug, they'd switch back everything to what had been your typical publishing setting. What happened also is that perhaps during that time frame you may have had a post that you wanted to share publicly, so that post may now have gone only to your friends. So what they're telling people is they're estimating about 14 million of their users were affected. Now, that's an estimate. And what they're telling people is to go back and check any post that you had between those days from the 18th to the 27th, both included. Double check the publishing settings and see if that's how you intended that post to be.
Okay, so that's how Facebook users can find out if they were affected.
What of the 14 million users that they are that their estimated were affected will be seeing something on their account. They will be seeing a note saying, please review your post. However, it is possible that somebody slipped through the system. So what I would say is that err on the side of caution and check your post.
Always. That's a, that's an important reminder. So, you know, and needless to say, Facebook has been under scrutiny for some time, to say the least. This isn't obviously a Cambridge Analytica type bombshell, but how big a setback is this?
I think it is a big setback because, remember, one of the things that they're saying as they're going about testifying in front of regulators is that they're trying to rebuild trust with both the government and users.
Right.
And one of the big things that they've been saying is that ultimately you control your information, you control your data. This once again shows that that's not always the case. And that in this case, what the company is saying is that some users may have noticed, because again, this is a suggested publishing setting. So as you were about to hit publish, you may have noticed that it was saying public. But oftentimes people are not looking at that. You post three items a day, and perhaps you posted something earlier that day that had no problem, but later in the day, it did have a problem.
Right.
So again, it puts them in an uncomfortable position.
And perhaps this might put them in a more uncomfortable position. The latest is that Facebook gave companies access to additional data about users' friends. What's the story there?
Again, what we're learning now is that they had some special deals with certain companies. They gave them additional information to users' data that included information to your friends. Again, it raises questions as to who has access to that information and why they have access to that information.
Right. Lately, the theme in terms of their PR management is transparency, or at least for Facebook, because they're notably very non-transparent. Do you think that that's going to continue because it is under the microscope in such a way and it is, you know, we are learning so much as a result of that?
I think they're making an effort to really come out and give information. It's not that it wasn't known. People had been talking on Facebook saying, hey, I noticed that my posts suddenly were public.
Right.
So it was known, but they came out, they gave some... They gave a lot of information that I think really helped to give an idea of what happened. Now, this wasn't the most critical of issues.
Right.
If anything, it might have been, for example, you might have had people who only wanted to share photos of their children with certain friends, and then all of a sudden they realized that their children's photos were public.
Mm-hmm.
So again, not to undermine what did happen, but they've been making an effort. However, it just seems like there are all these little things that come day in, day out, and it keeps them on the headlines, and it keeps raising questions as to how much control is there on users' data.
That is the question, and everyone certainly does have their eye on Facebook. Maria Armenthal, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
For the latest coverage on the story, head to WSJ.com. That does it for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.